What has happened to America? What's happened? So a guy like Lane Kiffin shows up in Oxford, Mississippi, 6 years ago, and turns around the program. Nationally ranked team, in the playoff picture. You win the Egg Bowl this weekend, and the likelihood is that Lane Kiffin, it's guaranteed that they'll be in the college football playoffs, and he's going to be in a position to deliver a national championship to Oxford, Mississippi. And everybody is accusing him of being at fault because of the distractions associated with his name. How's it his fault? He came there to coach the team. He didn't know Florida was going to fire their coach. He didn't know LSU was going to fire Brian Kelly. The opportunity presents itself where both programs appeared interested in him until we learned that Florida essentially has backed out over the last 24 hours. Fine. What's wrong with him looking at the job? See, this is the thing that drives me crazy. Is this America or not? The man has produced for the university. What am I missing? Somebody help me understand, because I'm not getting it. Two programs were interested in talking to him. His wife and family got on a private jet, and they went to see Gainesville, and they went to see Baton Rouge. Did he go? No. He's coaching his team. He's been to these places before, but he's got a family, and they might want to leave Oxford, Mississippi. No shade thrown at all. I'm quite sure there's a lot of absolutely God-fearing, wonderful people in Mississippi. Here's the other side to all of this, ladies and gentlemen. The sport of football is over 60% black in college. It's just a belief, but I don't believe that you're going to see a whole bunch of people clamoring to go to Oxford, Mississippi before Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, I know it's all in the South and all that stuff, but I'm just telling you, as a black man, when you hear Mississippi, if you ain't from there, it gets you close to pause. And they've done some great things there, and I'm quite sure they have great people there. And I know a few black folks that rave about Mississippi, Ole Miss. I got it. But I'm just saying, you ain't clamoring to go to Oxford, Mississippi if you ain't from there. And I think that if you're a Lane Kiffin and you want to position yourself to be the next Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, Dabo Sweeney and what he was in Clemson or whatever, I think a program like LSU is more attractive than Ole Miss. Long term. Not right now, but long term. That's what I believe. Did that man indicate that he may not be interested in coaching this final game of the regular season combined with the college football playoffs? I didn't hear Lane Kiffin say that. If you told the man that no matter what, we want you to coach this team through the playoffs, okay, what's the problem?